All right, it's time for the Property Pulse here at 96.7 TSA-FM. Every single Wednesday, either talk with a home inspector or a realtor, and today we're going to talk with Russ Rosinski from Bird Dog Home Inspection. Hey, good morning, Russ.
Good morning, Tom.
How are you?
I'm great.
Oh, yeah. You surviving the... We're getting warmer weather, though, aren't we?
We are. It's welcomed, for sure.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of snow out there this winter to deal with, and the other day I was 41 inches deep down to the top of a leach field. Just to dig the snow before digging in the soil.
Oh, no. So you got to do all that stuff too, huh?
I do.
Oh, man. I'm sorry.
I'm looking forward to some spring thaw.
I'm sure you are. So let's talk about home inspections and, like, who needs a home inspection?
Yeah.
You know, with spring around the corner, right? People are going to want that, right?
Absolutely. You know, and this is a year-round thing, but certainly there's three categories. There's buyers, sellers, and then just general homeowners.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's for buyers, that's their chance to do their due diligence as part of their purchase contingency.
Mm-hmm.
And some deals are contingent on inspections, some are not.
Mm-hmm.
You know, every deal is different, but it's an opportunity for that buyer to make an informed decision. That's
exactly
critical.
Mm-hmm.
There's also, and Jackie mentioned this in her recent segment with you, sellers also do get home inspections. When it comes to sellers, they have the opportunity to eliminate some of the unknowns and put forth, you know, their property in the best light, because they will know what things could be repaired. Maybe it's things that a homeowner could take on. Maybe it's things that they could get quotes in advance for and
mm-hmm.
price their property accordingly.
Right.
Certainly up to a seller and a real estate agent, every deal is different.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's a great opportunity, though, and eliminates a lot of unknowns.
Absolutely.
And then the last group of people that need home inspections are typically just general homeowners. People don't realize, but it's really a great opportunity to have a third party with no conflict of interest that can go in there, assess your home, and really give you a good punch list of items that you should address on your home. That's probably the least understood and least utilized, you know, client, but very, very good thing for general homeowners to get a home inspection. You know, really, I've mentioned before, the home inspection is like a wellness visit or a physical
mm-hmm.
for the home. And a lot of people just don't know what they have on their hands.
Right, especially if you've been living there a long time.
Absolutely.
Right? And you're kind of blinded to what's out there. That's why we kind of need a third eye, like you said.
You nailed it. I mean, my home included. You know, everyone's in the same boat. You get used to these little quirks. But the reality is it's a major investment. It's a major asset.
Yeah.
And it's prudent to take care of it. I mean, you're going to take your car in for an oil change. You know, you're going to do maintenance on different equipment that you own. Your home should be one of those things as well.
You don't want any unforeseen circumstances when you're going to sell.
Absolutely. And the reality is there are a lot of unforeseen circumstances.
Absolutely. Yes.
So, you know, to have that. That peace of mind, especially like for a seller, you know, to not have big things come up at the 11th hour of a deal, you know, that creates a lot of perturbation for all parties involved.
Absolutely. Yeah. All right. Well, that's good. So we'll touch on that for sure. And so what else we got going on here?
Well, you know, I think it's important for individuals to understand who the home inspector works for.
Yeah.
And
that's a good question.
The client themselves. It is not the real estate agent. There is, you know, we certainly all work together as a team.
Yes.
In a deal. But the inspector has that sole fiduciary responsibility to the client.
Uh-huh. Yeah, absolutely. All right. Well, can inspectors share details with the inspection with anyone they choose, or?
No, the inspector has that fiduciary responsibility to the client only,
mm-hmm.
and the inspector cannot share the details of the inspection with anyone but the client unless they have that client's written permission.
Got you. All right, that sounds right. All right, so when should I request a home inspection, you know?
Yeah, that is oftentimes misunderstood. I have some people do it well in advance.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, in this case, you know, the buyers should not really request that inspection until they have a signed purchase and sale agreement.
Okay.
You know, it's critical to have a contract, you don't want to be trying to set up an inspection before you're even under contract.
Mm-hmm.
For a seller, that is a great thing to do prior to the listing of your home. Ideally, a few months prior, that gives you time to make repairs, get quotes, do whatever you need to do there.
Right.
And then for a general homeowner, that could be any time.
Mm-hmm.
But I would highly recommend for a general homeowner, it's something that you take on and request prior to planning any major improvements. That way, the home inspector can tell you, hey, you know, you should really focus on this, that, or the next thing.
Yeah, windows or whatever it
might
be.
Prioritize things,
yeah.
Right? And sometimes I see people do things with their homes where they make improvements and by investing a significant amount of money, for say, on a roof, they missed an opportunity to make some critical improvements to insulation and ventilation.
Right.
And that's a real miss for people.
Yeah, so people need to call Bird Dog. Absolutely. Right? We need to call you. That's what we need to call.
I'd give Bird Dog a call if I was a homeowner.
Absolutely.
You know, everyone has their personal, preferences.
Of course, but we're getting to know you, so it's all about Bird Dog.
Absolutely.
So we need to call you because you're the professional, and we're getting to know you, so that's why I would call you for sure versus somebody else. I mean, there's a lot of inspectors out there, don't get me wrong, but you are the man for sure.
You
know what I mean?
I certainly love what I do.
Yeah,
I appreciate what I do. And
you have the knowledge, though. You know what I mean? You have the experience and knowledge. So.
There is several years of experience that's gone into all of it.
Right.
Yes, absolutely.
Right. So when you make an inspection, you know, what are you testing for different things or what are you doing?
Yeah, we're testing for an array of things, but it all depends on what the client requests.
Okay.
There's all sorts of add-ons. We can get into those in future segments, but there's radon in air, there's water quality testing, sewer scoping, septic inspection, indoor air quality, which is mold, asbestos, etc.
Right.
There's thermal imaging, chimneys and wood stoves.
Yeah.
There's well capacity testing, structural engineering. There's also solar, wind, geothermal, specialty inspections, and there's pool and spa, among many others.
Yeah, all right, that sounds good, for sure. You're looking for a bunch of stuff, aren't you?
We are, and the general home inspection is really targeted, but then again, you know, clients can choose whether they want to have these other things tested, and a bunch of them are certainly recommended. You don't necessarily have to do everything, but with certain homes, there are systems that
there's basic things that you actually look at, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. So, like, if a home has been like previously inspected, should a buyer like forego an inspection or what?
That's a personal choice.
Uh-huh.
It's not one that I would recommend.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason being is that the home inspection is only good for the day that the inspection was performed. It's good under those particular conditions. And changing conditions can drive very different results. You know, for example, when we have a roof that has snow on it, I can't tell you what is beneath that snow.
Exactly.
And even if I remove the snow, I'm not going to truly be able to see all defects on a roof.
Right.
We do not remove snow. But with the changing conditions, can be temperatures, can be freezing based, can be heat based.
Right.
Could be rain or a lack of rain for many months prior to an inspection. So the reality is when you receive an inspection, someone hands an inspection across to you that hopefully has been okayed by the previous client to disperse to other individuals.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know what those conditions were and if they indeed captured conditions that could reveal a major defect. And it does happen. It happens all the time. So I would not recommend somebody accepting a previous inspection, unless perhaps it was within the last week or less than a month.
Right. All right. Well, we covered a lot today already. I mean, we can go on and on and on, but I'm running out of time. But how can people get in touch with you if they want to get in touch with you?
Yeah, they can reach out to my website, birddoghome.com, and submit a request for inspection. That's the best way.
That's great.
I'm always elbow deep in something
especially
during the workday.
Snow.
And snow is, lately it is snow. That is correct.
It's melting though. So
it's melting. There's light at the end of this tunnel.
There is. All right. You're the man. Give him a call. Russ Rosinski from Bird Dog Home Inspections, or go to birddoghome.com. Thank you, Russ.
Thanks, Tom.
For coming on the Property Pulse. And you can also listen to past episodes with you at our website at WTSARadio.com and click on the Property Pulse tab.